The Project on Student Debt based its rankings on data from the U.S. Education Department. The new Wisconsin figures show that 64% of graduates from both public and private nonprofit four-year colleges had debt. The average amount? $21,386. That's up $2,000 from the year before, when Wisconsin ranked 26th. Susan Fisher is the director of financial aid for the UW-Madison. She says the average debt is pretty much on par with what her data shows. However,
what this report does not do is go into how much of those loans are not based on financial need. There's a lot of loan money out there that's unsubsidized or based on families' sometimes unwillingness to pay out of their own pocket, so they're able to borrow even though they don't have demonstrated financial need.
Fisher adds that Congress increased the unsubsidized student loan by $2,000 last year, so that created a jump in borrowing. Ruth Wagenke, president of the Wisconsin Association of Independent Colleges and Universities, agrees that there's more to the issue than the report suggests.
Because what they're looking at is either the guaranteed or direct government loan program. These are subsidized loans, so students are paying less for them. Sometimes interest is deferred. Sometimes these loans are even forgiven. What concerns us is the additional private borrowing that students are engaged in.
The authors of the student debt report say that their rankings aren't intended to be comprehensive, but rather to show the high and low ends of debt levels for recent graduates. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.